Welcome to the jungle. A very good Wednesday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Nice to have you here. Good show for you. Lots to get done. Let's not waste any time. Lots of different ways to go with it. In fact, telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. You know I'm live. You know I'm in Southern California. You know I'm in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It is a very busy month of January. Super Bowl is coming up. I'm firing up for that already. CBS has got the Super Bowl. We will be broadcasting live from Atlanta for the entire week. I will be there the day of the game. Lots to get done. Telephone number, toll free, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. All right, so a different show. Let me tell you where we're going. Coming up later on in hour number one, Rodney Harrison, two-time Super Bowl champ, Football Night in America co-host. It's been a long time since he's been on the program. Rodney Harrison joins us in hour number two, somebody who has never been on the program. And it's not very often that I can say that. Not about a big-name guy. Shaka Smart, head basketball coach at Texas, makes his jungle debut. We'll talk some golf coming up in hour number three. Xander Schauffele, PGA Tour pro, coming off a huge year and a big win. He joins us in the third hour. So, lots to get done. 1-800-636-8686. Go ahead, start dialing right now. All right, I want to start with the NFL, and I want to start with the head coach openings. And another one may have just been filled, which I'll get to momentarily. But when you look at the openings, they're starting to close pretty quickly. Bruce Arians to Tampa, Matt LaFleur to Green Bay, Cliff Kingsbury to Arizona. Now, if you're tripping about the last two, you should not be. In fact, you should not be tripping about any of them because all these guys pretty much have one thing in common. They know how to work with quarterbacks. Bruce Arians, as an example, he's got a track record a mile long when it comes to quarterbacks. And if you're Tampa Bay and you desperately need somebody to turn Jameis Winston around, then Arians is your guy. Not just because he worked with Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Carson Palmer. Not just because he and Winston have history and they go way back. And it's not just because Arians has gone viral legend for having one of the greatest reaction shots ever. No, there is more to it than that. My man B.A., he is not just a quarterback guru. He is not just a quarterback whisperer. He's got an amazing approach. And he's got a swagger for days that impacts the entire team and the whole organization. In other words, he gives you juice. He gives you a spark. It's not often you could say that about a head coach, but Arians is, in fact, one of those guys. I mean, he's got the look. He's got the lid. He's got the attitude that commands respect the moment he walks into your building. No wonder the Bucks were willing to essentially trade a sixth-round pick to Arizona for Arians in a seventh. Hell, no wonder they had Cubs manager Joe Madden, a friend of BA's, recruiting him as well. In other words, when you've got a shot at a guy like that, you've got to take it. Shoot your shot. Shoot your damn shot. And they did. All right, so what about Green Bay? We haven't gotten into that yet. What about Green Bay? They hired Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur to be their head coach. Listen, it's pretty evident now. And everybody's making jokes about this now, but everybody wants Sean McVay. Or if not Sean McVay, then the Lobster's kid, Kyle Shanahan. But you're not going to get either of these guys, so what's the next best thing? A guy who worked for, wait for it, Sean McVay or the Lobster's kid. LaFleur. Thanks, Albie. LaFleur and McVay worked together in Washington, and when McVay got that Rams gig, one of the first moves he made was to hire LaFleur as his offensive coordinator. So, there are endorsements, and then there's that level of endorsement. Like, have you ever wondered what Aaron Rodgers could do if he was in a scheme like Sean McVay's? I guarantee Aaron Rodgers has wondered that. Well, you can't get McVay, so you can't get a scheme. Or, you can bring in a guy who has a scheme like Sean McVay's. And yes, it might seem like Sean McVay has suddenly become the general manager of about a dozen teams in the NFL, based on how often his name is being included in coaching searches. Notice I said included, not linked to, because McVay is not available. But by getting somebody like McVay, you might get some of that McVay magic. Which brings me to the third guy, Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. Now, I know what a bunch of you are thinking. A lot of you are thinking that Arizona just hired the guy that Texas Tech fired. A lot of you are thinking they hired a guy who's got a losing record as a head coach. You're thinking they fired a guy or hired a guy who got fired by his own alma mater. Right. But they also hired a guy who has coached with and worked with Case Keenum, Johnny Manziel, Davis Webb, Baker Mayfield, and yes, Patrick Mahomes. In other words, they did the reverse Pete Carroll. Fired in college, taking a head coaching job in the NFL. Here's another thing to note. Success in college does not translate to success in the NFL and vice versa. Exhibit A, Nicholas Saban, followed quickly by Steve Spurrier, Lou Holtz, three of the best college coaches ever and utter disasters in the NFL. Yeah, right, Rome, but they hired a guy with no NFL head coaching experience. Right. You know who else had no NFL head coaching experience when he was hired? Wait for it, Sean McVay. And did you see what McVay did with Jared Goff in his second year? So you think the Cardinals might be interested in some of that McVay magic for Josh Rosen in his second year? You know it. Given the way this league is headed with more and more college schemes, you think they might want a guy whose college offense never finished outside the top 20 in his 6 years as head coach in Lubbock. It makes sense. And in Kingsbury, it's important now. He comes in with more than just youth, energy, Hollywood good looks, and quarterback coaching pedigree that McVay has. He's got the McVay endorsement. McVay wanted to hire him as a consultant for the stretch run, but he turned it down for that USC gig instead. And that's where it gets interesting, right? Because after Kingsbury was fired by Texas Tech, his name was linked with a lot of jobs, but he took the USC offensive coordinator job. And what a huge moment that was for that program, right? Trojan fans, so bitter about being 5-7, so bitter about losing five of their last six and getting smacked around by every good team they played. If you were bent about being stuck with Clay Helton, and Trojan fans were, you had to feel a hell of a lot better about that, knowing that that Ryan Gosling lookalike was coming in to coach up JT Daniels. Especially when you consider the fact that as good a job as that USC offensive coordinator job is, it's a tough sell when the head coach is on thin ice. But they still got the biggest fish possible. USC fans were pumped. They got the hottest coach out there, and he was going to be their OC. The life, the juice was back in that USC program. And then it was gone like 5 minutes later. Of course. And what do they have to show for it? $150,000 for the buyout. A $150,000 buyout. Yeah, probably the kind of money that Kingsbury was walking around with in his pocket. But more on that later on. Bottom line, for the Cards, and a lot of people are killing them for this move, I love it. I love it. Big swing. Hell yes, it's a big gamble. But that's why I like it. They're not afraid. They're not looking at who fired this guy in college. They're not looking at what this guy's record was in college. They're looking at who he's worked with, the quarterbacks he's helped develop, and the fact that he can come in and develop theirs. Look, I don't know if this guy's next Sean McVay. I don't know that such a guy exists. I don't even know if Kingsbury will be a great or even a good head coach. But I like the hire a lot. This is where the NFL is headed. More and more college schemes, and they hired one of the best offensive minds to come out of college in recent years. So you surround this guy with a good offensive line coach, a good D coordinator, some other veteran assistants, and then the juice and the heat is back in the desert. Either way, big swing. It's exciting. It's not some safe, cover-your-ass kind of move. I'm into it. I can't wait to see how it goes. Meantime, lots of other reports this morning that the Browns are going with Freddie Kitchens as their head coach. In fact, Chris Mortensen reported that. So, another quarterback guru. What do all of these guys have in common? What do all of these hires have in common? They all develop quarterbacks. They all work with quarterbacks. So where does that leave Triple G? Greg Williams. Defensive-minded guy. He probably turned it down, right? I'm sure he'll have you believe that. I'm sure he'll have you believe that, oh yeah, I could have had that job. I didn't want that job. Oh yeah, they gave it to me first. I didn't want it. I wanted to get out of the way for Fred. I knew that I'd have 10 other offers and that Freddie might not have another one. Yeah, either that or they like the work that Freddie Kitchens did with Baker Mayfield. His numbers shot up, and they played winning football. All these guys have that in common. They're all developing quarterbacks. 1-800-636-8686. The only one that does not have that in common, according to Adam Schefter, Denver has reached agreement with Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. All right, that according to ESPN. So that's the only hire that is not a guy who's got an offensive mind who's being brought in to develop quarterbacks. Your thoughts on this? Yeah, it might be in the minority. I love the hire. And granted, Arizona does look pretty impulsive, right? They hire Steve Wilks. They give him 1 year. I mean, who gets 1 year? That clearly is the organization saying we made a mistake. It was the wrong decision. So they bring that guy in. They give him 1 year. And then they take a big, big, big swing. But I like it because it's not that safe, cover my ass kind of move. Rome, we think that Kingsbury is totally going to work out in the NFL after being fired from a state school like Texas Tech. Signed Chip Kelly in the NFL. You know, again, easy to say that too, right? Yeah, what about Chip Kelly? What about Chip Kelly? Chip Kelly won 10 games when he first came to Philadelphia. Chip Kelly did a lot of things in the NFL that is still being used around the NFL. You can't look at Chip Kelly and say that guy was an out-and-out disaster. A lot of his schemes, a lot of things that he did in terms of sports science and nutrition are still being used around the NFL. He's back in the college game, sure, but he had some success, and even though he's gone, part of what he did stays. In fact, multiple teams, lots of teams are implementing what he did in the NFL. So John in Huntington Beach, like many of your emails, that does not make any sense. Warn me becoming a Chargers fan if my Rams lose on Saturday. How LA of you. It's a football town, right? If one of the LA teams lose, just jump over to the other one. Hey, Rome, did you just say that Bruce Arians had the look? I thought I had the look. Signed, Roxette. I will allow that. I will allow that. Roxette. In fact, I'm pretty happy about that. Leave that up for a minute, Albie. That's making me feel pretty good on a Wednesday. I'll allow that. Thanks, Alvin. Dear Van Smack, the Bucks have a new coach. OMG. I didn't even know they got rid of that other guy. Signed, Tampa Fan. Does Tampa Fan even know who the other guy was? Hey, quick, Bucks fan, who was your last head coach? I'm waiting. Casey, New Hampshire. War, the look on Bruce Arians' face while he waits for Jameis Winston to lick each of his fingers before shaking hands. Wow. Again.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Did you miss my entire take? The entire opening take was about teams hiring coaches to work with quarterbacks. Bruce Arians is not concerned about Jameis licking every one of his fingers before shaking hands. In fact, they brought him in to work with Jameis Winston. He's a quarterback guru. He has history with Jameis Winston. It's the biggest reason why he got that job. This email is to Adam Hawk. Dear Adam Hawk, welcome back to the office. I look forward to seeing you multiple times throughout the day. Now sit your buttocks down and get to work. Signed, The Office Toilet.
Diarrhea is the great equalizer.
Geoff and Lincoln, War Rome, and the remaining XR4TI crew microwaving a piece of fish in hopes of getting Hawk to puke all over the call screen. Hawk's back. Hawk is back. So, if you want to get on the air and you want to be a phone caller, you now have to get through Adam Hawk to get there. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. So more on the coaching hires. Alabama has not dealt well with that loss. I mean, I didn't suspect that they would, but it's even worse than I thought it would be. I've got a couple of stories there. I do want to go back and talk about USC and how bad they look and whether or not they did the right thing in trying to get Cliff Kingsbury to come in. I mean, they had to do something, right? They'd hit rock bottom. To win UCLA, punked them. Everybody who mattered, punked them. They had to do something. They did. Except were they better off not doing that at all? Thoughts on that? And a Conor McGregor sighting. Conor may no longer be the double champ inside the cage, but in social, he is every bit that. Nice to have you back, champ. All of that still ahead. Rodney Harrison this hour. Shaka Smart next hour. The new year brings exciting new opportunities. I've got some advice to help you make sure that you're at the very top of your game so you can take advantage of those opportunities. Get a great night of sleep every single night. And you can when you sleep on a Casper mattress. You're guaranteed to get the best night of sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. Switching to a Casper is a no-brainer. It's a high-quality mattress at an affordable price. Personally, I sleep comfortably every single night. I never, ever wake up anymore overheated thanks to the unique combination of foams. They provide the right pressure relief and alignment. Plus, Casper ships right to your front door for free in a box so small, you'll wonder how they got the mattress into it. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, and they will refund you everything. From its engineering to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights, it is no wonder Casper has over 35,000 five-star reviews of all their products across Casper, Google, and Amazon. Go to Casper.com right now. Use the code ROME and get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. My favorite one ever. Casper.com, code ROME. Get $50 off. Casper.com. Additional fees may apply for Hawaii and Alaska. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Rodney Harrison, bottom of the hour. Shaka Smart, top of the hour. Xander Schauffele coming up in hour number three. All right, so I mentioned that the Cleveland Browns, according to Chris Mortensen, are going to give their head coaching job to Freddie Kitchens. And then I chased out by saying and asking what happens to Triple G. What then happens to Greg Williams? According to Adam Schefter, what happens to Greg Williams is he gets fired. Adam Schefter tweets, Browns have relieved defensive coordinator Greg Williams of his duties, and he is no longer with the team. Sources tell at Pat McManaman and Dan Graziano, ESPN. Obviously. You weren't going to keep the guy who thought that he was going to get the head coaching job, right? Oh, I didn't get it? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll still stick around and help. Sure you won't. So, hey, look, the fact that this guy was even in the conversation, I made this point very clear myself. In terms of team content, this guy's the greatest, Triple G. Now, at a time when the league is trying to make the game safer and eradicate shots to the head, a guy whose personal brand is affect the head is not a positive thing. But then again, in terms of Greg Williams, there was a time where I thought that he would never even work in the NFL ever again, much less get a good job, much less become an interim head coach, much less put himself in position to get a head coaching job full time. He did all those things. But they went with their offensive coordinator. And I can understand why. Baker Mayfield took a big step under this guy after they fired Hugh Jackson. So, in terms of what happens to Greg, he goes to get another job. But to hear Greg tell it, it's a shock that he already doesn't have another job. He got fired 30 seconds ago. How is he not hired already? So that answers that question. In terms of Kingsbury, like I said, I may be in the minority. A lot of you are not buying this at all. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets, Kingsbury is the perfect hire. So glad we will see more of him. Signed, Ms. Nika, Salty Sarah, and all the other thirsty, horny lady clones.
More lady clones.
Are there any other ones besides those two? Who are all the other ones? Ed, Big Steve, 8921 tweets, Browns going with Freddie makes sense. Triple G could have gotten a 3 to 5 year deal and kept Freddie as OC, but another big year from Baker and Freddie would have left for another coaching gig. Right. And again, what do they all have in common? Except for the Fangio hire, what do they all have in common? They develop quarterbacks. Scott Smith tweets, I think Arizona hit an absolute home run bringing in Kingsbury. Regards every coach in the NFC West. I get it. I understand the scrutiny. I understand the skepticism. I understand the guy got fired by his alma mater. I understand the guy had a losing record in college. And I also understand the direction the NFL is going in right now. Here's what you need to understand. They're going in different directions. Teams very clearly are not necessarily looking for guys who are great head coaches at the moment. Sean McVay was not a great head coach at the moment. Kyle Shanahan was not a great head coach at the moment. Matt LaFleur is not a great head coach at the moment. Bruce Arians was a great head coach. They're looking for guys who have a different way of doing it, guys who have a different point of view, guys who have something different to bring to it. If you bring in a guy who's not a great head coach at the moment, but you surround him with the right people, or you have that guy, and that guy knows exactly what he wants to do with a staff, then you take your shot. Look at Sean McVay. McVay is the youngest coach in the history of the NFL. Very secure with himself, comfortable in his own skin, and he brought in one of the oldest guys ever, but a genius in Wade Phillips. Not at all threatened. It's an offensive league. You have a franchise quarterback in Josh Rosen. He did not have a good year. Steve Wilks did not do anything to develop him. Now you want to bring in somebody who you can take advantage of, or who can take advantage of the fact that you've got a franchise quarterback. Let's go to the phones. Where do you come out? 1-800-636-8686. Dallas. Eddie in Dallas. It's good to have you, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, Jim, I'm great, and thanks for the vine today. First time, long time. You know, I went to school when Cliff Kingsbury was at Tech, and one of the best quarterbacks, obviously, Mike Leach was there at that point, and why we fired Leach is still beyond me. Let's go to Kingsbury, though. Came in, been there 7 years. Great offensive mind and coordinator, I will give him that, but an awful head coach. Led the league in penalties every year we were there at Tech. Never came around to get hiring a defensive coordinator that could stop my son's 12th grade football team. You know, I love Kingsbury. I think he's a good offensive-minded coach. But I really don't see how Arizona sees fit to hire a guy who can't keep a team from jumping off sides. You know, penalties on every play, not every play, but pass.
All right, so what you're, let me jump in, Eddie. What you're telling me is the guy is a great offensive mind, but not a great head coach, and his teams were not disciplined. You know, it's fair. It's fair. Like I said, they're not looking to hire guys who are great head coaches right now. I understand he had a losing record. I understand that Baker Mayfield was not happy with him. Didn't get him a scholarship. I understand that he got fired by his alma mater. I also understand that this guy is very unique and very different and brings something to it that you can't get anywhere else. Otherwise, there would not be so much interest in him. Sean McVay tried to hire him. USC moved quickly on him. Arizona got him. The Jets had interest in him. And again, it's because of where the league is going. I want to again point out, I'm not saying this guy's a great head coach right now. I'm not even saying that I know for a fact that it's a great hire or he's going to be a great head coach. What I'm saying is I love the hire. It took balls. It's a big swing. It's a big risk. It may or may not work out. They may crap out. But at least they were willing to roll the dice, and I can make an argument for them doing so. I like what he brings to it. This guy is a really gifted offensive mind. If he can surround himself with the right staff, a veteran staff, this is something he can grow into. Again, Sean McVay had never been a head coach in the NFL. And now all of a sudden this guy's got, quote, a coaching tree to rival Andy Reid's. The guy's 2 years in. He wasn't a head coach. Matt LaFleur was not an NFL head coach. 1-800-636-8686. Where do you come out? Ronnie Harrison joins me when we come back. Shaka Smart, top of the hour. I mentioned there was a Conor McGregor sighting on social, which is always a good thing. All of that still ahead. In the meantime, if you're with...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Jim Rome. Wednesday, always an ATP day here. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit a question right there. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Rebel tweets, if age, good looks, and developing quarterbacks are prime qualifications for a current head coaching job, then teams should be knocking on my door. Mike Shula. I didn't say age, and I didn't say good looks. The only thing I said about looks was Bruce Arians has the look. And then somebody sent me a tweet about Roxette. I did say developing quarterbacks has got something to do with it, and it does. Again, in a copycat league, look at who's getting hired right now. And yeah, granted, they are young young coaches. Guys at 40, under 40, but who are good at developing quarterbacks. Bruce Arians is not young. He's got the look. He's not young, but he is good at developing quarterbacks. He's worked with some of the best quarterbacks ever. He's got a relationship with Jameis Winston, but he's more than that. Listen, again, one more thing about Cliff Kingsbury. I think everything you're saying is fair. It's legit. There are legitimate questions about this guy. What I said was, I'm not going to guarantee that this guy's going to be a success. I can't guarantee even that it's a great hire. I can guarantee that I love the hire. I think it's a really good hire. I understand the hire. It may not work out. They're rolling the dice. They might crap out, but I like it. I like what it represents. I like what they're doing. And I think the guy's got tremendous upside. This guy, he's got a brilliant offensive mind. What he's not getting enough credit for is being a brilliant offensive mind. And even in his rare time, his small time that he spent in the NFL, he was around others that he could benefit from. I like the hire. We'll see how it plays out. All right. In the meantime, as I'm efforting Rodney Harrison, I'm led to believe that this guy's got a straight take. A legitimate straight take. He can wait. As promised, we are joined right now by a two-time Super Bowl champ, a three-time All-Pro, an Ed Block Courage Award winner. He retired as one of two players in NFL history with 30 interceptions and 30 sacks. He was an All-American at Western Illinois. He appears courtesy of Vizio and the Top Value Performer TVP Award. Rodney Harrison is my guest. Rodney, it's been a minute now. It's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Jim, man, it is a pleasure, man. When I play out in San Diego, I got to get a chance to talk to you very often. You are a legend. It is my pleasure to be here with you, man. It's still good to see you going strong, brother.
Rodney, man, I can't tell you how happy I am to hear your voice, man. That felt so good. It is so good to have you back on the show. And, yeah, when you play for the Chargers, you always came on the program, and it's great to see you doing so well, too, Rodney. Thanks so much. Listen, before we get into the matchups this weekend, let me ask you this. When you've gone through an entire NFL season, how big of an edge is it for the teams who've had a bye last week to rest up? In other words, do the fans make too big of a deal out of it or not big enough of a deal?
I think the players really appreciate that time. I mean, you know, when we went back to back in 03 and 04, we were the number one seed, I think, twice. Well, we were number one seed, I think, in 03 and number two seed in 04. But anyway, you know, just having that week off is huge because you get a chance to kind of just decompress from the season. A guy like Rob Gronkowski, who's been hobbled, now he gets a chance to kind of get his legs back. Julian Edelman, Tom Brady didn't seem like he was 100%. So it's really not an underrated situation. Like when you get a chance to rest, not just physically, but, you know, getting a chance to just spend some time at home, kind of rethink everything that happened in the season and kind of reprioritize everything, man. But it's huge going into the playoffs, being able to play at home and getting that week off.
Rodney Harrison joining us. Rodney, you mentioned that Gronk's got a chance to get his legs back. Do you think that he will get his legs back for the postseason? Or frankly, is he not the guy that he used to be?
Well, I think it's both. I think he's definitely not the guy that, you know, we're used to seeing. I think the injuries have taken a toll on him. I think his contract situation has kind of been up and down in the air, and I think a lot of his emotion and passion is gone. When I see him play, I don't see him playing with the same passion. I don't see him able to do the things that he's able to do. When it was time for me to go, when I was in my 15th year, I ended up getting hurt. But I knew going into that 15th year that I wasn't the same player. I knew I was smart. I knew I worked my butt off. And I tried to, you know, and I was a great teammate, but I knew I could not run and do the things that I normally could do. And it's frustrating, and I think that's what you're seeing with Rob. It's very frustrating because when you can't run, when guys are playing you single coverage, guys are no longer afraid to jam you at the line of scrimmage. I think that's what you're seeing going on with Rob Gronkowski. But he's going to have his hands full because he's going to have to deal with Derwin James, who's a young safety. I think he's the first team All-Pro. I voted for him, and he's having an outstanding year, and this guy's going to be ready for that challenge.
Rodney Harrison joining us. He's appearing courtesy of Vizio and the TVP Award, which we'll get to in a minute. I want to ask you about Derwin James in a minute, but that point, Rodney, about Gronk not having the passion he used to have, I'm not going to understand that. It's hard to maintain that year after year after year, but then you've got Tom Brady. How do you explain the fact that this guy's in his 40s, he's had the success that he's had, but he still has that same passion, that same drive, that same motivation? I thought success was supposed to make you soft. How do you explain that as it relates to Tom Brady?
I think Tom has the same work ethic. I mean, even when I went out there this season and interviewed him, I mean, I had to wait like an extra hour and a half because he was getting treatment. He still does the same things. I think you see a combination of things. I think you see Tom, you know, we all get a little older and we slow down a little bit. I think you see some of his major weapons, like Rob Gronkowski, not being the same player. I don't think Julian Edelman has the same speed and quickness that he's had in the past. And I love these guys. They play with passion. But, you know, eventually you're going to get a little older. So I think that's really crept in on the Patriots. You look at their offensive line. At times, Tom is getting pressured a lot more often than he got pressured last year. And, you know, I think Belichick's going to rely more on Sonny Michel and in that run game. So it's those type of things that's going on, and it's kind of, you know, it's a combination of a lot of those things that's really affecting the Patriots. But the Patriots do have the best coaching staff in all of football, and I think they will be ready for this Los Angeles Chargers team.
Ronnie, I want to take a step back, and I want to just reference some of the things you just said. I mean, these are really strong comments, but fair comments, and somewhat critical. Not really critical, but somewhat critical. And somebody in your spot, I see this time and time again. If you're going to have success and do what you're doing at the level you are right now, this is the way you have to approach your work, and you have to say what's on your mind, and you can't be afraid to do so. When guys, and the Patriots know, right? They know you played with these guys. When they hear this, what is their reaction? Do they understand that you have a job to do now?
I don't worry about that because I've been in a situation. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've been a player, and I watch tape, and I see things, and I'm not, it's not personal.
Right.
You know what I mean, Jim?
Of course.
I could see if I was one of those guys that if a player didn't like me and I gratuitously went out my way to say things negative, I'm not doing that. I'm just watching the tape. I'm looking at trends. I'm looking at kind of what I see week in and week out. And can any one of those guys, are any one of those guys the same player that they were, you know, a couple years ago? I think everyone would agree that they're not the same player, but that doesn't mean that they can't be effective. Heck, I wasn't the same player in my 14th, 15th year as I've gotten a little older. So I think I'm not trying to be critical of these guys. It's just kind of some of the things that I see on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, I'm excited about Stephon Gilmore. He's first-team All-Pro, had an outstanding year. You look at J.C. Jackson, the young cornerback. I mean, heck, he's been playing phenomenal. So they have some things on the defensive side of the ball. They've been there. They have some experience. It's not the fastest defense in the league, and that's one of the things that's frustrating to me because I see a very slow defense. But they're a well-coached team. They have the experience, and they'll be right there competing against the Chargers.
And I want to be very clear about this. I think everything you said was fair. I agreed with everything you just said, but I understand where guys will take it personally if you've been in that same locker room. But again, it's not personal. Rodney Harrison joining us. One thing about the Chargers, earlier this season, Rodney, John Gruden compared Derwin James to you. He said, quote, he just has that Rodney Harrison playing style that I love, end quote. So what's it mean to you to hear guys compared to you? And then what do you think when you watch James play?
I think John Gruden was spot on. I mean, because I think we're guys that really want to be in the mix. I think everything changed for Derwin James when they moved him. They took him out the middle of the field, and they put him closer to the line of scrimmage where he could blitz. You know, he can have one-on-one coverage, you know, against the tight end, and he can make some plays in the backfield. I think this is a kid that plays with a lot of aggression. He plays very instinctual football, and he's very physical, and he's a really good athlete. And I think he wants to learn. I think he wants to be the very best. And I've always said that. I said, if it's one guy that I feel like that can to have more sacks than me in my career, I say this is the kid, him and maybe possibly Jamal Adams. These two kids, when you watch them play, you see they get it. They're old school. even with new school athleticism, and they just play the game hard. They play each play like it's their last play, and I'm just so excited to watch these kids each week.
Rodney Harrison appearing courtesy of Vizio and the Top Value TVP Award. In fact, let me ask you about that right now. You're working with the award, and this year's nominees, Rodney, include Blake Martinez, Chris Carson, Tyler Boyd, Philip Lindsay, Kenny Golladay. First off, how do the fans vote? Second of all, who would you vote for?
Well, first of all, the award, the TVP award, recognizes the player whose on-field performance most outweighs the value of their current contract. And I was a fifth-round draft choice, and I didn't get paid a lot of money. So I outperformed my contract a lot of times. But fans could go on Vizio.com/TVP to vote now until January 20th. And each fan, when you vote, you have a chance to win a 70-inch M-Series TV and a home theater sound system. So when I look at that list, Jim, I look at a guy like Chris Carson. And to me, I would say Chris Carson. Now, everybody that I talk to, they always talk about Philip Lindsay, an incredible year, and he had an outstanding year. But I look at Chris Carson. He played on the only team that really went to the playoffs out of all these guys. And his year was very instrumental in them making the playoffs, over 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns. So for me, my 2018 TVP nominee winner would be Chris Carson.
All right, Vizio. You know, I kind of like Lindsay myself. I like the way the guy goes about it. I like his game. I like the way he gets after it. Maybe I'm looking at that more from my heart than my head, but I like this guy. I like his background. I like his grit. Lindsay, to me, is really tough.
Love him.
Yes, no, maybe so. Wrong answer.
No, I love him. I think any of these guys, Blake Martinez, he came on strong. I think Tyler Boyd was incredible until he got injured. I mean, all these guys play fantastic. Kenny Golladay, even when Golden Tate was traded to Philadelphia, he played well, even with a struggling Matthew Stafford. I think any of these guys could definitely be the winner.
All right, so Ronnie, before you go, really quickly, you are a big golfer, big-time golfer. Question, where were the better tracks, San Diego or New England?
I would say San Diego, but you know, the funny part about them, back then, I didn't even really play. I wasn't a big golfer back then. I would go to like these military golf course bases because I had a couple friends in the military, and we used to play. It wasn't fancy, but I used to hit the ball all over the place, Jim, and I used to go through about 15 to 18 balls in a round of golf. I end up investing in my game, buying better equipment, getting lessons. Now, I may only lose one ball during the round.
Hey, Ronnie, really quickly, what is it about golf? I mean, I know that guys who like it, love it, can't get enough of it, would do things to play around that they would never do for anything else. What is it? Is it because you can never master it? It's the great equalizer? What do you love about that sport? Because it's nothing like the sport you used to play.
Well, it is in the sense that, you know, with football, you're always trying to work out and improve your game. You're always trying to learn the game. And I think golf is the same way. I think, you know, this is an opportunity for me to go up and play and meet different people, see different places. And it doesn't matter if you're 23 years old, you can play with somebody 23, 50, 80, 13-year-old. I mean, it's just amazing the type of people and just the different type of golf courses, the challenges. It's just the challenge that, you know, you as an athlete, you love. Just the challenge of being there. And, Jim, let me tell you something, man. I've always watched you for years. Always had a lot of respect for you, man, when I was just coming up in the game, man. I appreciate you for being always so kind and courteous to me and giving me a platform to always come on, man. I appreciate you, and I think you do a wonderful job.
You know, Ronnie, I appreciate you saying that, and I want to say really quickly the reason I did that. One, I always appreciate the way you went about your work. I appreciate the way you played the game, but, man, you were good content, Rod. You were always great to talk to. You were one of those guys that was not going to come in and spit a bunch of cliches. I mean, you didn't have an agenda, and you weren't coming for somebody per se, but you were never afraid to speak your mind, and that was rare then, and it's rare now, other than that Hot Take Nation, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and like I said, anything that I say on television, it's never personal. It's just, you know, my opinion, and you know, I stick by my opinion. I'm not always right, but, you know, the intentions behind it are always in the right place. And, you know, if you don't want criticism, then play better.
Ronnie Harrison joining us. You know it, always appearing courtesy of Vizio and the Top Value Performer Award. Rod, it's been a long time. Really nice to have you on the show today, man. Thank you very much. I'll look for you in Atlanta.
You too, buddy. God bless you. I'll see you in Atlanta. Thanks.
You too. Ronnie Harrison. That felt great. I'm so glad that we could do that. You know, there are lots of guys that used to come on the program quite a bit, and for whatever reason, you know, like Andy Reid, I told that story this week. You just have trouble running down somebody when they move or situations change. That was the first time in a long time, and that was really nice. My thanks to Rodney Harrison. Hour number two coming up. In fact, when we come back, somebody who's never been on the program, Shaka Smart. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Second hour coming up.